Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Last week in an interview on Newstalk Breakfast, the Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, said that there were no plans to change the current rules surrounding how much and under what circumstances non-EU students from abroad could work here in Ireland. This has been condemned by some in the hospitality sector, given the squeeze in finding employees. Also disappointed were recruitment agencies, and Shane McClave is the managing director of Excel Recruitment and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, Joe.
Tell us what the situation is at the moment. What can these are non-EU international students that are already here. How many hours can they work?
Yeah, well, they're able to work 40 hours during holiday term. So that would be from June to September inclusive, and then at Christmas time from the 15th of December until the 15th of January. Outside of that period, they're only allowed to work 20 hours, and that's where the problem really arises.
Mm-hmm. So they're restricted in the number of hours. That's for obvious reasons. They're here to study, they're not here to work. Are they not studying? Is that what you're saying?
No, they definitely are studying, I think. But I think with the cost, the rising cost of living, I think what we're seeing now at the moment is people are working two jobs, which is illegal but and quite difficult for an employer to monitor that.
So students aren't allowed to have two jobs. They're allowed to have one job 20 hours a week.
They're allowed to work 20 hours a week. They're allowed to have as many employers as they want. Mm. But it's the 20 hours a week piece that really needs to be looked at. There's no common sense. You know, maybe if somebody worked 21 hours, if they did 3 7-hour shifts, they should be allowed to work 19 hours the next week. But there's no common sense approach to it. It's capped at the 20 hours. Very difficult for employers to manage, very difficult for students to manage, and very difficult for them to survive on what in many cases maybe 250 euros a week if they're doing their 20 hours. We know the cost of rent has increased, the cost of living has increased. And what we're seeing now is tenement-like conditions that haven't been seen in Ireland, I think, since the 1800s.
Well, like 4 or 6 in a room or something.
Absolutely. People getting out of a bed and someone else getting in, you know, because that's the only way they can afford to live.
But isn't the problem? I mean, you want to raise it to, what, 30 hours per week? Is that it?
Yeah, I think that's one option. I think there's, you know, I think a conversation needs to happen. I think we need to involve students in that conversation. We need to involve employers in that conversation. But I mean, the rules that we have at the moment have been in place 16 years. Ireland 16 years ago was a very different environment. We mm-hmm. didn't have the same kind of homeless, you know, issues, you know, around accommodation. We didn't have issues around the cost of living that we currently have. So it needs to be modernised somewhat.
You're saying basically quite a few people of these international students work in the black economy, so they're paid under the counter.
We're seeing a rise in that. We're seeing a rise in people looking for this kind of work. We're seeing a rise of people offering this kind of work. Small businesses perhaps struggling to cope with the current increase in cost of employment that's happening, and it's going to continue happening for the next 10 years. You only have to look on the internet to see people advertising these kind of positions very openly.
And are these not being policed? Is there not a government agency responsible for checking whether people are working in the black economy?
There absolutely is. But it's definitely going on because you can see people.
And is that openly. Justice? Is that Justice's job?
I'd imagine so. Yeah. I'd imagine the Department of Immigration should be looking at this. I think that the issue is, we need to start a conversation. Mm. And it just doesn't seem to be happening. I mean, you know, it's just no, no, no from the government.
You'll forgive my scepticism, but you do run a recruitment agency, so it works in your favour when more people can join the white economy.
Absolutely. It works in everybody's favour. We only have to look at the newspaper today to see that there's going to be a lot of hotels coming back on streams in rural areas. And I think everyone's welcoming that. Who's going to work in these hotels?
Mm. So it is the hospitality sector that would be screaming out for these extra hours?
The hospitality sector would be one of the sectors, but absolutely retail, healthcare, manufacturing. We have pretty much, you know, zero unemployment at the moment. It's really low.
Now, isn't the problem that if you increase it to 30 hours a week, mm-hmm. that won't change the so-called tenement situations that you're talking about, as in, you know, 6 to a room and all that? That's not going to change that.
Well it might, because it will give people an opportunity to earn a little bit more so they could look at different scenarios. I think that if you changed from 20 to 30 hours off, you know, off peak. What that would essentially create would be 15,000 full-time, the equivalent of 15,000, you know, extra positions in the workforce that we have at the moment. Mm. These people are in the country already at the moment. And there is an awful lot of negative news at the moment. You know, immigration is a big topic for conversation.
It's the number one concern for voters as we head to the polls in 12 days.
Absolutely, it is. But I think it's very important to distinguish the difference between illegal immigration and, you know, registered immigration. People are here, they're legally here, they've applied for a work permit to be in the country. Mm. They're not drifting in from across the border, they're not arriving in boats and undocumented. So it's important that we make that distinction. You know, they fit in very well with society, they contribute hugely to society, and I think we need to look after these people because I think they're vulnerable.
Yeah, but you do accept that immigration is a hot topic right now for all the wrong reasons, and people don't make the distinction between the people camping in tents by the Grand Canal and the people who are out there in some sort of living conditions with work.
I think that's a real danger, yes.
So have you raised this with government?
The industry has been asking for this for a long time. I've been very vocal about it. You know, there's organisations like the Restaurants Association of Ireland have talked about it. You know, various different organisations across various different industries have been asking for a conversation about this for a long time.
But employers who employ people and pay them cash, they're the people actually breaking the law.
Yes, they are. They are.
And so the dialogue
who's suffering in this scenario is employers, good employers who are struggling under the rules to not break the law.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to manage.
So whilst you want the conversation to start, you also want the government to kind of be fair in its treatment.
Absolutely. That's what we're looking for. Fairness and equality.
Well, best of luck with that. And it may take a few months or years before your wish is enacted, but we are where we are at the moment. Shane, thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you very much,
Sean. That's Shane McLeay, the Managing Director of XL Recruitment.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.